An inquest into the death of an Aboriginal woman in custody has heard police officers told hospital staff she was feigning illness less than an hour before she died. 22-year-old Jaleka Du died in South Hedland 2 days after being taken into custody for failing to pay fines. Her family is demanding answers and has called on the WA government to scrap its policy of jailing people over unpaid fines. Lucy Martin has more.
Why have they stopped with all the deaths in custody? We have no justice in this land.
There were emotional scenes outside the WA Coroner's Court as Jaleka Du's mother, Della Rowe, called for answers.
I still have no answers. I still don't know how or why she died. These emotions I go through is like a temperature gauge. The pressure is high. I don't know where I should stand. I want answers for myself, my family and for friends that knew my daughter.
Ms. Du died in the Pilbara town of South Hedland in August last year while in the custody of police. She was serving 4 days detention to pay off around $3,000 worth of fines. Her family held a smoking ceremony outside court today to mark the start of a coronial inquest into the 22-year-old's death. Carol Rowe is her grandmother.
We come down here for the truth and the justice. What happened and why did they do it to our baby? The hospital and the prison all got to be accounted for. Send her home with a Panadol, back to the prison with a Panadol or something. I talked to Colin Barnett in Port Hedland. He do the talk and now he's got to step on the plate and stop all this.
The counsel assisting the inquiry, Alona O'Brien, told the court Ms. Du was taken to hospital twice after complaining of severe pain. On her third visit to hospital, Ms. Du died from pneumonia and septicemia. The court was shown CCTV footage of the 22-year-old groaning in pain in the police station. On the day she died, the footage shows a male police officer entering Ms. Du's cell and attempting to lift her up by her arm. Members of her family gasped when the video showed her slumping back and hitting her head on the concrete floor. The inquest also heard that a police officer told hospital staff Ms. Du was faking her illness less than an hour before she died. Lawyer Ruth Barson from the Human Rights Law Centre is working closely with the Du family.
Ms. Du was a young woman without any money in a domestic violence situation. She was locked up because she had not paid her fines. Even though Ms. Du tragically died over 12 months ago, the Western Australian government is yet to change the laws that allowed such a vulnerable young woman to be locked up.
The Human Rights Law Centre says around 1,000 people are jailed every year because of unpaid fines. Ruth Barson again.
Western Australia urgently needs a fair and a flexible fines system, like that in New South Wales, which differentiates between those who will not and those who cannot pay their fines. Vulnerable people like Ms. Du, who cannot pay their fines, should not be locked up. Rather, they should be given opportunities to rebuild their lives. It is time for Western Australia to take action and to rebalance the justice system.
Members of Ms. Du's family, police officers and hospital staff will give evidence at the inquest over the next 2 weeks. As her cause of death is already established, the inquest will examine the quality of care Ms. Du received while in police custody and at the Hedland Health Campus.
Lucy Martin reporting.